Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
First game I've been to in about 5 or 6 years.
That's right. You and Mason went.
Went to the game last night. Oh, my God. What was that? Where do we start? Like, do I just give out the phone number and say, go at 617-779-7937?
Yeah, I think you should.
Like, where do you... That, by far, had to be one of the easiest games the Bills have ever played.
Our phone lines are open.
Yeah, they're open. Thank you. Had to be... They gave up one play to a punt returner. You know, but still, it was like, where do you even start with this game?
I will start with your... Just your overall initial, like, what if...
Here's
I
mine.
Start with, yeah, start with your initial reaction while watching and when it was all said and
we
done.
We all thought they were going to lose.
Yeah.
We all thought they were going to lose to the Buffalo Bills. You know, it was like outside chance. Do they have a shot? Whatever. Everybody thought that they were going to lose to the Bills. You know, I know some optimistic Patriot fans. So tell me why I feel like this is like a low point. Tell me why I feel so bad about a loss to a team that I thought they were going to lose to. You know, it goes to the whole, like, when you win, you don't always have to feel great about a win or a loss. Sometimes you can feel positive about a loss. I thought they were going to lose this game. I thought Buffalo was better. They lost this game. And I feel so much worse for this about this team right now. I feel like it's like a low point.
It is.
Tell me why.
It is.
Sorry, you know what it is, Lou? I just figured out, like, in real time. And this is how low all of our standards have fallen. You always keep a low bar.
So you like my theory now.
Yeah,
you like the way I think.
You don't want to be disappointed.
Right.
But your bar was like a win that was comparable
Minnesota.
To the Vikings game to the Ravens game. That's what we kept saying yesterday. Oh, it's going to be somewhere in between that. You're going to be there until the third quarter, and then fourth quarter, the wheels are going to come off. It wasn't even that. Like, when were you in it? The first half of the first quarter?
Marcus Jones.
The first quarter?
Punt returner.
Oh, that's
first offensive play, 7-3. He said, Oh, and then that was, I mean, that's only, it's one play. Like, it was, that was it.
So
I feel so much worse.
No, I think I was doing the post-game show, right, at CBS Sporting Club, which I did not see Mego. She did not come by and say hello, but the whole place was closed down.
By the way, you're welcome.
Yeah, I know, right? Jesus. Hey, listen,
I gotta take
my drunk friend home real quick. So it was crazy. So it felt like a preseason game at the end. There was at least 9 minutes left, but the place was empty, and they were still on offense. Like, the give-a-crap factor for the fans just disappeared. They knew that the Patriots were not worth the fight.
They quit like your team did.
They did. Absolutely. And I did not
think. I don't blame
them. When I was sitting there, like, watching over the little balcony that they have over there at CBS Sporting Club, it's like, wow, they're gone. Like, usually there's some people that leave in the end of the third quarter. They want to beat the traffic, but mostly everybody stays. Everybody left so quickly that it was empty. Just little pockets of people here and there. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all, because it was, I think it's more of an aha moment almost the farther I dig, the more of, like, answers I get. And maybe that's one of them, right? It's like, the reality that, you're now the Buffalo Bills. You're now the Jets. You're now all these other teams that you used to completely demoralize, beat the crap out of, embarrass. Real quickly, humor me with this one, okay? Because usually what I try to do in the mornings, I always go back and I watch the game, and I start charting specifically the offensive series, because I want to know, like, what happened. And I've been sending out these stupid videos that take me an hour. Maybe you've seen them, maybe you haven't. I don't know. All right, so here's the first series, right? Third play of the game. Third and one, they bobble the snap. They actually fumble the snap. Can you imagine this? The third play of the game.
Yeah.
You've repped. It's the quarterback center exchange to the tailback, and you fumble it. They fumbled it last week, too. But lo and behold, Mac was able to pick it up, and he actually made a throw. But again, you can't handle that exchange. It's basic stuff. Second series, there was a holding on a scramble. There was a fumble by Stevenson, which was recovered by Aguilar, right? Then you had the Marcus Jones touchdown. Great. You're feeling like, wow, there's a little blithe. But that was a Hail Mary almost. You save this gimmick play, and they bail you out. You don't get touched. You get a touchdown. Great. Third series, holding on the kickoff return, number 97. You're like, great, half the distance to the goal. Hey, that we can overcome that. So sure enough, then you get the ball on the nine. On one play, you have a hold, you have a whiff, and then you have an intentional grounding.
It's pathetic. It is. And I don't even want to hear, like, well, they're still 6-6. Yeah, okay. They're really good at beating bad teams. Okay, of the teams you've played, Jared Goff's the only one that's remaining a starter quarterback. Everyone else has been benched. You have beaten some of the worst quarterbacks in all of football. That's the only reason why you won. And at the end of the half, and we're going to get into that sequence at the end of the half, the Buffalo Bills saw how inept you were, that they basically punted the rest of the game. They sat there and said, listen, second half, Sean McDermott walked up to Josh and said, listen, we're going to save you. We're going to save you for next week. We've got the Jets. We're going to just run the football. He threw the ball, I think, 11 times in the second half, 12 times in the second half. They didn't need to. He's also, by the way, 10 for 12. Dude, are you sure? Because I can throw, you know, darts all over the secondary whenever you want. No. Rest your elbow. We're just going to run Cook and Singletary, run this thing out, put a 9-minute drive together. You know, on 3rd and 3, we're going to run. And if we don't, we'll just punt. No big deal. Oh, we got a first down? Okay, well, keep running it. Like, they took their foot off the gas. And if you're a Bills fan, that guy Maniac that we talked to yesterday over Helix Esports, I'd be pissed. Because they could have put up 40 if they wanted to.
You really want to embarrass them.
I'm just saying, like, in the second half, they just said, we're done. We're going to run the football, run the clock up, because you people are so inept. You can't score.
I think it's worse, Lou, what
they
did. It's
awful.
It's like, you're not even worth the effort.
No,
we just wanted to be done.
Just get ready for the Jets.
You're not even worth it. We don't even want to try. We just want to run the clock out.
Like.
And we don't even care about piling on the points, because for what? Like, you're like, for what? Like, we already know we're better than you. True or false with this statement? I heard this on the telecast, okay? True or false? Nobody exploits an open wound better than Belichick. Nobody exploits and takes advantage.
Is he talking about what he's doing
situation.
To his own fans?
No, okay. Than Belichick. It, true or false?
Oh, no, that's always been said.
It's always been said, but is it true?
Oh, hell no.
It's absolutely not
anymore.
True. No, it's... There are so many phrases and superlatives that they were using during this telecast. I'm like listening to it saying, none of this is relevant today. None of it is relevant. Not one single thing. So any script that you have from last year, the year before, that you would just kind of go to because, oh, you know, I got the Pats this week. Let me pull out all my notes. Like, it doesn't work anymore. They're the embarrassing, irrelevant, clunky, stupid, painfully joyless team to watch. I'm actually almost amazed I'm saying it out loud, because it just feels like there's an obvious just, holy crap, are we that bad? And I don't think any of these guys on this team really believes that they can win. Not one of them.
The
they
buy-in
know.
Is the lowest.
It's the worst it's ever been.
Yeah.
And you can tell. So I said all day yesterday, bring the energy, you're going to need it. Bring the attitude, it's going to help. Right? They're better than you. So I didn't see anything that I thought I would see. Like, I didn't see anybody exaggerating a big play.
I
didn't see
Judon
anybody celebrating.
Trying. I think Judon was trying. He was, like, the one guy who I noticed his body language, like, trying to get into it, trying to get other people into it. But I think you're right. Overall, the energy of that whole game, even just from the jump, was super weird. Maybe it's because
that
first drive had that fumble. It's just like,
But even the second series,
okay,
like,
take us into the second series.
Well, the touchdown with Mac Jones,
yeah.
Marcus Jones. That
Marcus
the second
Jones.
Series, they got the touchdown after all the terrible plays, and even then, I was like, well, that's all you got. Like,
well,
that's,
yeah, because it's like
oh, muzzle double reverse it.
Yeah, okay, gimmick, great. You got a gimmick touchdown. Like, how often does it feel like anytime that they get in the red zone and they actually execute a touchdown, it's something like that. It's like a one-handed little grab from Ramondre. Like, oh, that's not something you can duplicate. Okay.
Poor Ramondre.
Great. Like,
he
one,
is
one
literally tasked
score.
With everything. Everything. They put that rookie running back number 36, Kevin Harris, into the game. to give like Ramondre Stevenson a quick break.
Yeah, he played, how'd that go?
He had one play.
Yeah,
and then they pulled him because he basically pulled a Mark Sanchez, ran right into the back of this of his offensive lineman and the defender at the same time. They pulled him. He didn't play again the rest of the game. Stevenson had to play the entire game.
You know, we joked about, like, what's it going to take to win, and Stevenson be like Josh Jacobs. I feel like that's what, like, you know, Tweedledee and Tweedledum before the game and put the offensive game plan together. And he said, okay, that's how we're going to win. We're just going to run Ramondre, then we're going to throw to Ramondre. Then we're going to run Ramondre, then we're going to throw to Ramondre. Because that's kind of all we can really do. Well, at least that's what they think. That's all they can really do. Because it was just, like you said, he's the only kind of weapon you have. He's the only weapon you really use.
Well, really? Because I felt like it was like, run Ramondre. Throw a 5-yard pass across the center when you're at like
third and 14
to Jacoby, who has never gotten yards after catch maybe once in his whole career. And you're like, hey, he'll figure out a way. Like, yeah, Matt Patricia, did you watch this offense last year? Do you have any idea? Have you ever heard of this guy, Kendrick Bourne, who can actually go across the center? Or Jonnu Smith, who's supposed to be your Swiss Army knife that can actually get yards after catch? Like, it's insane to me.
You know what you left out?
What?
You left out a possible holding call, a pass interference, a drop pass, a fumbled snap, a blitz pickup, a tackle for loss. You missed a lot of stuff.
Every play
has some sort of like
it's so bad.
Little something extra to it.
It's so bad. So we're sitting here. You guys are already lined up. I know you want to talk about this game.
This is going to be like a therapy session.
Yeah, it really is. Today we're all in this thing together here.
That's it. You're screwed.
That's it. We're all in this thing together. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.